These are the lawmakers who are heading to the last session of the lower house of the parliament, elected through a direct vote back in early 2008. This is the first time in Pakistan's 66 years of history that this highest legislative sovereign body is all set to complete its full 5 years tenure.
The present government would complete its term on the 15th of March, and it would be a great achievement for democracy, for the future of the democracy, and for the betterment of the people of this country. And I hope that this trend would continue and there would not be any derailment of democracy, and people would work together in harmony for the purpose of making this country a very successful and a very prosperous nation.
In the past, country's presidents, backed by the military, dissolved the lower house of the parliament time and again in order to dismiss the governments. And so was the case with the country's military dictators, who unconstitutionally overthrew the elected governments together with the parliaments.
Now neither president enjoys constitutional power to dissolve an elected parliament, nor does the opposition parties, the media and independent judiciary are willing to support military to conspire against the elected government, no matter how corrupt and incompetent it may be. And that is why ruling People's Party is going to complete its 5 years tenure for the first time in the history of Pakistan.
The fortunate part is that this elected government is looking forward to an election within the stipulated time, so that there can be transfer of power from an elected government to another elected government. This will be the first time in the history of Pakistan.
With the start of last session of the parliament, the consultations have started behind the scene between the government and opposition parties to nominate interim prime minister and his cabinet to hold free and fair general elections, expected to be held in May this year. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.